Lifelong Petersburg resident Brian Richards and his wife stay at Forest Service cabins every summer. The 40-year-old says they reserve several cabins that they travel to by boat.
It's like a bucket list. We want to use them all, you know. I'd say we prefer cabins by lakes or rivers, you know, water. It just kind of adds another element.
The couple sees their cabin stays as good for their mental health. Richards calls it natural therapy, which helps them reconnect.
The more we get out there and walk around and look at the trees and listen to the birds and just, you know, disconnect from civilization, I think it's just, it's incredibly beneficial.
Richards is excited to see more cabins coming to the area. The Forest Service plans 2 new cabins on the Tongass this year and 4 next year. They're mostly on the road system for increased accessibility. There is one near Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Juneau. Similarly, there are 6 new cabins scheduled for the Chugach, with half built this year and half next year. That means that the Forest Service needs to set the nightly fees for the cabins soon. The agency is required to have fees set 6 months before they charge them.
And it can be tricky.
John Suwamala is the recreation program manager for the Tongass and helps set the fees. He uses a cost analysis that looks at several factors, such as local economies and what similar cabins are going for.
Part of it, too, is just local expertise, you know, from the districts, people that live in these communities, you know, just kind of thinking about what are the prices within these communities now and, you know, what do you think your neighbors are willing to pay.
The nightly fees for staying at a Forest Service cabin in Alaska mostly range from $35 to $75. All of the new cabins are proposed for $75 a night, except for 2. One near Ketchikan is $65, and one at Juneau's Mendenhall Campground is $125 because it has electricity and nearby showers. The new cabins are just a fraction of what's available to the public. The Tongass has 142 cabins just in Southeast. Most are remote and get visitors less than 10 nights a year. Suwamala says the popular, more accessible cabins help subsidize the remote ones. And that's their hope with the new cabins coming on board. But ultimately, he says, the public will help set the price.
We want feedback to, you know, to get an idea. Like, are we way off here? Do you think it should be higher? Do you think it should be lower? We can't raise the fee based on feedback from the public, but we can lower it.
As for Richards, he says $75 a night won't be a deal breaker for him and his wife, Ola.
Because it's worth it for us. I guess my concern is for a lower income family, I would hate to think that someone wouldn't stay at a cabin because they can't afford it. I think that's a real shame.
The deadline for public comments on the proposed cabin fees is July 2nd. People can comment in person, online, by phone, email, or snail mail. Reporting for Coast Alaska, in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.